Good evening and welcome. I'm Whitney Sweeney, President of the State Board of Education. I call the May 19th regular meeting to order. It is 5:02 p.m. This meeting is open to the public in person in the conference room of the Colette Education Resource Building and electronically via WebEx. State Board of Education published the public meeting notice and the meeting link on May 12, 2022 on the state public meeting calendar site. Thank you for your patience if we run into any technology issues as we simultaneously conduct this meeting in person and electronically. As a courtesy to others and to prevent unnecessary disruption, if you're logged in via WebEx, please mute your microphone when you're not. Members of the public should refrain from speaking until the time for public comment. Today's agenda contains two opportunities for public comment. The first opportunity is for comment related to regulations. The second is reserved for general public comment near the end of the meeting. Opportunity to sign up for public comment was available via email prior to this meeting. For those attending in person, sign-up sheets are available on the table by the door. If you did not previously sign up to provide public comment and are logged in via the URL, please type in your name, organization, and comment topic into the chat box now. This will help us to begin to create a list of individuals who would like to speak. If you're only participating via phone and wish to make verbal public comment, please log in via the meeting URL. We ask that members of the public use the chat box only to sign up for public comment or to make us aware of any technical difficulties. In order to maximize the effectiveness of this meeting, each board member should announce his or her name before speaking. Please remember to announce your name as you reply to others or participate in the ongoing conversation. During the presentation, presenters will regularly pause and ask if any state board members have questions. Please do not speak until this time. During the presentation, presenters will clearly reference which document they're reviewing. When taking a vote on an item, I'll ask if there's a motion and a second. We'll then conduct a roll call vote. As required by statute, this meeting is being recorded and the recording will be available to the public on our website within 7 business days of this meeting. Ms. Honor, if you could call the roll of state board members, please.
Mr. Birmingham.
Here.
Ms. Pfeiffer.
Here.
Mr. Lopink.
Here.
Dr. Noble.
Absent.
Reverend Powell.
Absent.
Mr. Rushton.
Present.
Ms. Sweeney.
Present.
Ms. Ferris. Ms. Turner.
Present.
We have quorum.
That's great. Thank you. I notice that we also have the following individuals participating in today's meeting. Secretary Mark Holliday, Deputy Attorney General Carl Joros, and State Board of Education Executive Director Jen Honor and Brittany Walton. The first thing that we're going to do is, I'm going to do the approval of the agenda and then I'm going to do something else. The board's agenda was posted on May 12th. Are there any changes to the agenda? Is there a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting as presented?
Lopink, so moved.
Brittingham, second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. The next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. The May 2nd. Sorry, is someone talking?
I think it was just background noise.
The May 2nd regular meeting minutes were provided to the board for review in advance of this meeting. Are there any additions or deletions? Is there a motion to approve the May 2nd meeting minutes as presented?
Lopink, so moved.
Brittingham, second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And we have two abstentions. Dr. Noble, who was absent here tonight, and Mr. Rushton were absent. So before we go into the presentations, I actually just wanted to make a quick note because we do have two board members that are going to be leaving, or one, we have two people that help the board, I should say. And I didn't want to hold this to the end because I just want to recognize the work they've done. So we do have Jenna Honor, our executive director, who is going to be moving on to another exciting opportunity. So we're quite sorry to see her go, as well as Carla Jaros, who has represented us and been our counsel for 2+ years now. So really, really fantastic resources. And this has all happened really quickly. And we have a lot of people who aren't here and are unfortunately sick today. So we will have to do something when people are a little bit better because I don't want everyone's recognitions to not be fully appreciated because of all of the work that you've done. So I just had to throw that in at the beginning before we kind of move on because I just think we just have to recognize how appreciative we are. And wish you both good luck. And you are taking her.
This is correct. So
So we will still see you.
I had a hand in approving that one. You two didn't reach out to me beforehand. Not that I have the authority to do anything about it, but very sad that we're going to be losing both of you.
Yeah, so I just wanted to recognize that.
Happy for you.
Yeah, it is definitely good moves for you, but we are going to do something when we don't have so many people virtually and not here. So something to come. I said say that before we go to presentations. Okay, so now equally important is our discussion with the 2022 Delaware State Teacher of the Year, Jasha Tabram. I'm sorry that you're not here with us again. This is just such a challenging time for us. We were hoping to try to get more people in person, and then tonight it just seems like there's more and more people that are just under the weather. So we're very glad that you're here with us virtually. We'd like to recognize you for your outstanding contributions towards the growth, the betterment of students served throughout Delaware public education. Ms. Tabron is a high school teacher at Brandywine High School in the Brandywine School District. And she's going to give a little bit of a presentation, some comments, and then we'll open it up to the board for any questions or dialogue. So welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I don't know that I can share my screen. Is that possible? I guess it's probably not necessary. I don't know.
There's something on the screen.
Oh, there we go. Okay. How do I do? Can it go into present mode?
I can move the slides forward for you.
All right, great. That works. Okay, so thank you guys. First off, thank you everyone for sharing some time with me this evening. I am very happy to be able to be with you guys virtually. It's kind of impossible to get down to Wilmington with everything, get down there from Wilmington. Okay, so I wanted to take an opportunity to discuss some of the things that are on my platform for this year. And interestingly enough, they fall in line with exactly some of the same requirements or needs, priorities rather, that the board has. So I really am interested in forming community partnerships, and especially in the area of career exploration opportunities for special education students. I was also interested in seeing if we could form a Teacher of the Year advisory board, and I had some ideas for recruitment and retention as well. Okay, can we go to the next slide, please? Thank you. Okay, so in terms of career exploration opportunities for special education students, I am very impressed with the opportunities that we have now for our general education students to explore college classes and do dual enrollment opportunities. But I think that our special education students do not have those same opportunities, especially the students that are my students, which are the tweeners, students who have learning disabilities or identified diverse learning needs. And I think that we really know we have a focus on career pathways. CTEs are a major area where funding is going, but I would really think that it would be to everyone's benefit if we figured out a way to allow special education students to have internships within the community. And I think there are a bunch of community agencies that would be willing to do that. One thing that I've noticed with working with my students and other students with special needs is that they do need realistic experiences. We were blessed with the opportunity this year to have people from the community come into the school and explain how they were able to use skills that they gained either in college or in high school and apply them to their jobs. And this provided students with a realistic understanding of how experience prevails and what that looks like when you get into the working community. And I think that it's not deterring students from college exploration if that's what they want to do, but we do know that a lot of students are not choosing college right away. So I think that working towards making career exploration opportunities available for special education students is something that would really benefit all of our communities. It would benefit our community employment agencies and other businesses and small businesses, and it would allow students to learn self-advocacy, learn those soft skills and life lessons, and then allow them to kind of figure out what it is that they want to do by the time they graduate. Okay, so that's the first one. Can we go to the next slide, please? Okay, so the idea of a Teacher of the Year Advisory Board is one that I'm sure a lot of people have floated around. I think that this is the connection to the classroom that is missing sometimes from the conversations. And I know that we do have a representative, the wonderful Wendy Turner. Hi, is there with you guys. But if we look at the experience of the past Teachers of the Year, we have early childhood, we have ELL, we have special education, SEL, math, English, equity and diversity concentrations. And I think that having an advisory board of previous state Teachers of the Year would have such a voice in these conversations where decisions are being made. And I think that everyone has such a diverse experience in their own classrooms that that's something that maybe we would like to consider. And it doesn't have to be something that's forced. I think it could be a voluntary position for teachers to do, but I do think that that is sometimes the piece that's missing is the varying perspectives. And that's something that I'm interested in trying to pull together. Okay, finally, the next slide. I have been given an opportunity. A small grant has been given to me, and I am using it for recruitment and retention purposes. The National Association of State Directors of Teacher Education Certification has given me a grant of $1,000 to use towards teacher recruitment and retention. And the one thing that came to mind as a previous teacher mentor is how much money teachers have to spend on practice exams and other certification opportunities. Sometimes they have to take these tests more than once. Sometimes they have to take more than one test. And the cost of the tests are between $130 to $150 each time. And for new teachers and recent college graduates, I think that that is that can be costly. And I also remember when I first started that we did have programs in our district that helped teachers who were trying to pass practice exams. And I don't see many of those. But what I do see is teachers exhausting their opportunities to take these tests and then choosing different careers. So I thought that it would be an opportunity to recruit college students or other teachers who are looking to be certified to offer to pay for these and then maybe offer to run some evening opportunities where we go over study skills or go over key areas in different practice certification testing areas that would help teachers. So that's what I'm planning to use that $1,000 for. And I know that can't pay for a bunch of tests, but I think that that should be something we consider, especially when we're trying to keep our talent in Delaware. The next set of slides are pictures, because this Teacher of the Year experience has been a wonderful experience. And there we are representing the nation. And the next slide is similar. It's all of the experiences we've had so far with the state, with the president at the White House. We were able to contribute to the Teacher Appreciation Week Google Doodle. We were able to speak at Legislative Hall. There's Dr. Holliday. And then the next one I chose specifically because these are previous National Teacher of the Year winners, and what they've been able to do for the community and for education is be a voice. And while every experience has been wonderful, that is my main hope, is that I can be a voice for educators in Delaware and for our students in Delaware. And I hope that it just goes beyond being able to speak to being able to do. Okay. So to conclude, the next slide, please. Teaching is reserved for the brightest and the most brilliant among us. And that is from Goldie Muhammad's book, Cultivating Genius. And as usual, my platform comes back to what can we do together? Okay. Thank you for your time. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I just like to say that. Thank you. Some great ideas in there. And I think we've talked at different periods of time. There's been talk of teacher advisory boards. So, something to throw out there again. So that's definitely food for thought. And as I'm listening to you and thinking about some of the priorities from a recruitment standpoint and the points about the praxis, I mean, that's why it's really valuable. Wendy's such a great voice here for us, because there's things that we don't know, at least some of us sitting here, because we just come from different paths. So a lot of really great ideas. I'm looking forward to seeing how you move them forward over the course of the year. I can tell that they're going to. So I'm going to open it up to other board members. We have several here in the room and then several on the line as well.
Vince. Dasha?
Dasha, yes.
Vince Lofink, congratulations on being chosen Teacher of the Year and on your trips to the White House. That's got to be really energizing and exciting to be able to do that. One comment I do want to make regarding paying for praxis tests. My son is teaching at Del Castle, and I know what that's like because I paid for his praxis test. Thank you very much. Great idea.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Can I just say, I don't know if, I don't know if you can hear me, Josh, it's Wendy. I just wanna say hello. Thanks for being here. It's wonderful to see you, and I love everything that you're saying. When you mentioned about the community partnerships, I don't know that people know that special education students don't have this opportunity as much as other students in the system. So I really appreciate you pointing that out, because we do hear a lot about all these great partnerships and opportunities, but without really looking and drilling down into data, people may not know that there's an access, that's an equity, you know, an access barrier for some students. So thank you so much for bringing that up. I love the idea of the advisory council, and I love seeing the pictures of your travels and honors. So keep speaking up and out. And we do have to turn voice into action. I think that's a very good point as well.
Thank you.
I think Mr. Rushton wants to say something.
Yes, very briefly. I just wanted to say welcome and congratulations to the 2022 Teacher of the Year.
Thank you.
Definitely. And the area of focus that you have, I think, is one that is very important. I am sensitized to some of the issues that faced the particular population that you spoke about in special education. You know, we know that all of our learners were impacted by this experience that we're still navigating. And in some ways, special education students were impacted the most, because we were in a state of triage, I believe, to try and keep things at a level and, you know, providing those additional supports to students in need in a remote setting, I think, from the feedback I received from educators, was a unique challenge, but it was still one that needed to be met under the law, frankly. So mm-hmm. I was hoping maybe you could briefly speak to some of the unique challenges and opportunities that you may have noticed. Obviously, you mentioned the council, which I think is a great idea, but maybe some ways in which some of those issues that may have been exaggerated or exacerbated by COVID, what was your experience of those, and how we may be able to help meet some of those issues?
Well, the one thing that I'm sure everyone would speak to is the time constraints that came along with that. We have students who are by law required to receive a certain number of hours of service. But what that did in the virtual setting was create barriers, because now you had to figure out how to meet these needs at the same time as everyone else. So we did creative things like breakout rooms or, you know, sharing screens back and forth. But the largest detriment has been the connection, I think, because when you do the small group instruction with students who have special needs, there is a level of trust that's built. And we weren't really able to establish that with so many students. So we had students who would just stop logging on for that fear that was like a barrier. And I know that it seems like a lot of students should be tech savvy because they're always on their phones or always on computers, but there were so many barriers to using basic technology for students that we spent a lot of time, I would say probably the first couple of months, just getting through how do I get your microphone to work on your end? How can we connect to Wi-Fi on my end? How do we upload? What can we do? And there were just so many things that I know I took for granted that all my students would be able to do or would be able to do with help. And so I think that kind of set us back. But, you know, if I wanted to end on a positive note, I will say that we all came out of it a little bit more technologically aware. And I think that students were able to gain skills and then share those skills with other students. But it really did take away from the connections. And a lot of our students grow through the connections that they build with teachers in person, especially our special education students. And there are a lot of, you know, other things. We really focus a lot on loss, but I think the biggest loss in all of it was that social time. So now we see that manifesting in other areas because there's so many skills that we teach on a daily basis just through interaction. And to not be able to do that, one thing I'm sure all teachers can recognize is that that's the piece that's missing. Thank you for asking that question.
Thank you, and all the best as you continue to be in the trenches on that work.
Thank you.
Anyone else? I know I just saw Mr. Brenningham just turned on too, so I don't know if you wanted to say something, not to draw attention, but.
Sure. I just want to congratulate you and thank you for your presentation tonight. I look forward to meeting you in person and working with you. And again, congratulations for your honor 2022 Teacher of the Year.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
Shelby, did you want to say something?
Yeah. I'm the student member on the board, and I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed what you were saying about looking for equity in school districts and how COVID impacted our spec ed students. My goal sitting on the board was to help find equity in our school districts and help working with students with 504 and IEPs advocate for themselves. And I just really like how you were speaking of how differently COVID impacted students in this setting. And I had never realized how different the spec ed students are with career opportunities and like learning through interest programs. Like I had never thought about how little opportunities they have compared to compared to students in normal classroom settings. So I really definitely something to think about. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Josh, it's Mark. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm going to be at Brandywine tomorrow morning for a musical event. So maybe I'll see you and we'll have a chance to talk about the topic of career exploration, because it's really not supposed to be any different for students with IEPs than it is for students without. But realistically, it is. That's what ends up happening, in part because of federal mandates around IEPs and time that you talked about earlier. That's one barrier. I think there's a way to overcome that.
I agree.
The other challenge is we work at the department with some formal and like actually in code committees who are charged with overseeing children with special needs and some informal advocacy groups. And very, very well intended, but when the department or a school at times says, we want to go down the road of career exploration, it can be perceived that we don't think these students are going to go to college, and we get pushback. So perhaps tomorrow, if we can find a couple of minutes, if not, we'll find a few minutes at some other point. But I would like to like pick your brain about ways in which we could sort of tackle that, because I think it's the message is received differently coming from you, a teacher, let alone a Teacher of the Year, State Teacher of the Year, and coming from administrators. So there will be follow up on that one.
Great. I look forward to that.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, congratulations. I'm sorry we're not seeing you in person, but I know we're going to see your name to come, and really looking forward to it, particularly in the special ed. Actually, I think that it's nice to see you immediately wake up with some thoughts to go from there. So thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Take care.